feds want your kids' urine. Our nation's drug czar is once again pushing urine drug testing in schools. A summit was held by his office recently in San Diego to promote the federal drug testing program, under which students who wish to participate in extracurricular activities such as band, choir, or debate, as well as athletics, would be randomly selected to give samples. Those testing positive would be suspended from participation in the activities, but not necessarily from school itself. They could also be forced into drug counseling, possibly at their own or rather their parents' expense. Of course, there is no evidence these programs actually work to reduce drug use, yet a lack of evidence in addition to evidence to the contrary has never stopped our current administration from going forward with any ill-conceived plans. Testing programs don't stop drug use, but they certainly stigmatize young people and intimidate them into remaining silent about normal adolescent experimentation. Not a good outcome. Also, the threat of testing probably discourages many otherwise talented, promising young people from participating in extracurricular activities. That's a huge loss all around, because participation in those activities is important for young people's development, and it's a great way to keep kids from getting into trouble. Plus, the feds report that alternative programming is most effective among youth at greatest risk for substance abuse problems. A real effort to keep kids from abusing and misusing drugs will take time, understanding, commitment, and resources. It's hard work, but it works, unlike urine testing programs. Yet how could we do less? For the Drug Truth Network, this is Doug McVeigh, editor of DrugWarFacts.org.
And now another black perspective on the drug war. I am an American, and as an American, I have certain rights. My most fundamental right is the right to be free from interference from the government so long as my actions do not interfere with the rights of others. The drug war infringes on that right. I am a human being, a child of God, and as a human being, I have the inalienable right to my life, my liberty, and my pursuit of happiness. The drug war infringes on those rights. And as a man, I have the right to be as big a fool as I please. I can go skydiving, bull riding, mountain climbing, or nude porcupine juggling if I want to. I can treat my body with Botox, tofu, acupuncture, or voodoo. Take nicotine, Ovaltine, Listerine, or gasoline. I can even vote Republican if I want to. And it ain't nobody's business but mine. The drug war infringes on my rights and on your rights. I'm also a black man, and as a black man, I know that I am the specific target of the drug war. That is why I speak against it and urge you to do what's right, to join me in opposing and one day soon ending the drug war. For the Drug Truth Network, this is Phil Jackson.